まもなく6番線に快速お面行きが参ります。危ないですから黄色い線路内側までお下がりください。
So you started in Osaka?
Yes.
And then how many days did you spend in Osaka?
5 days.
Ah,
yeah. Yes, but one of that was for one of those was for Nintendo.
No.
Universal Studios for Nintendo World. So, we are freaks. What are you waiting for?
I don't know. You get to Universal.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, 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 Silly Conversations, something new. Today I'm going to actually be analysing a class with the student Eva. I took the opportunity that she was alone. Normally she has classes with other colleagues. And we'll kind of comment on the sessions and the sections that you will hear. This is kind of a general format that I have in my classes. And hopefully you enjoy the bits and pieces as we go along.
What was your impression of Osaka?
For me, the best market is in Osaka, compared with the other cities that I visit.
But is it the best market, what, for shopping or...?
No, for the food. It's okay. Market for food, for street food, and you can taste fish, crab, meat, desserts.
Yeah.
But it's nice because you have... The market is on the streets, but it's... 5 or 6 streets crossing, and was very authentic.
Authentic. So then, but did you, were there a lot of...
So you noticed here, I actually corrected the pronunciation. It's very important to try not to overcorrect a student, especially when they have a nice flow and they listen and they actually then repeat that pronunciation correctly.
No, we communicate with the Japanese people by signs or with the Google Translator, taking a photo to the menu in Japanese and translate with the Google Translator and saying...
And does it work very well?
This, yes.
The translator?
Yes, yes.
Because I've never used it.
No, but to translate the Japanese is crazy. Because maybe you translate something and the dish is called crab crazy... with sauce, hot, sexy.
Right.
And you say, what? Hot, sexy, yeah. Sauce? What is this? And maybe in Japanese, it's just a crab with sauce with onion or something like that.
This reminds me when I was somewhere like in Alicante or somewhere, and they had the menu, and then they translated the menus, and they had something like pimientos al padrón, and it says peppers of the father.
Padrón, peppers of the father. Yeah, and the Japanese, in some restaurants and shops, you have the menu in English and the translation is...
So here, Eva explains how survival skills, when you're traveling and you can use technology to help you do those survival skills, which sometimes people forget. We don't need to be fantastic communicators. We need to find skills and abilities which helped us communicate what we need. Doesn't have to be perfect, just needs to get the job done. So that was quite good of her.
Are you the type of adventurous person? So did you go to what I would say are the safe restaurants? Or did you try those little restaurants in the side streets and the back streets and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't usually go to the... typical restaurant, expensive for the tourists. No, we went to the typical Japanese taverna.
I don't know. Tavernas, yeah, tavernas, you could say in English, yeah.
For the Japanese people.
Ah.
And we go into to the taverna, and it's all Japanese, and my boyfriend and me.
Right, right. So, but then...
So what was cool about this was then just her talking about the kind of adaptation to the culture, the things you need to do, but also she demonstrated her ability to learn languages. She's got a very, very good ear for languages. So that was quite interesting. The continuation.
that when you pay for things in Japan, nobody really touches the money.
No.
You either pay electronically.
You can pay electronically by card or with the mobile with NFC, or you can pay by cash, but they have a plate in the mostrador.
On the counter.
And you have a plate, and you put the money in the plate, and the guy take it and give you the ticket and the las vueltas.
Oh, the change.
The change, yeah. And give you the change and the ticket. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Like that. Arigato gozaimasu. Arigato gozaimasu. All the time.
All the
people.
You're sporting a little bit of Japanese there. Arigato, what? Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Ooh.
I just know how to say arigato gozaimasu. That is thank you. Kudasai, it's please. Sayonara. Like Terminator.
Sayonara, baby.
It's goodbye.
But this is what you picked up. This is what you picked up. When we say picked up to learn, this is what you learned when you went there? These little phrases? Or did you know them previously?
No, I learned in Japan. Because if somebody repeat a lot this, I search in Google, what is kudasai? Okay, it's please.
Do you think if you spent 2 months in Japan, do you think you could pick up the language very quickly?
No, I think Japanese is the difficult language to learn.
The most difficult.
Japanese, Chinese, this type of language.
Yeah, but I ask you because I know you seem to have a very good ear. And I think even though it may be difficult to learn, remember, if you can hear the sounds or of the words, I think you could pick it up.
Maybe in 2 months, I can speak some phrases and short questions and answers, but not speak fluently.
Not fluent.
Or
I don't even speak English fluently.
Or having a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
Just question, answer, and trying to understand the answer.
Perfectly. So this was Osaka, 5 days.
We went on to talk about the travels. Well, I say we, I didn't go. She went on to talk about how she moved around and some of the curiosities of traveling around in Japan. Remember, this is her story. So for me, intervention has to be very little from my part in terms of correction because she's on a flow and she's enjoying telling the story. And that's the most important thing. The language correction is necessary occasionally, but only very punctual, so you don't take away that flow that the person has in speaking. And Eva likes to speak anyway.
Okay, so that was the 5 days. And then where did you go after that? And how did you go to the next city?
We go by train. We went by train.
And this was the bullet train, yes?
No.
Oh, no.
No, because Kyoto... Kyoto is very near from Osaka.
Near two.
Mm-hmm. It's 1 hour and a half by car, and by train is 40 minutes. And you don't need to use the Shinkansen. The Shinkansen is the bullet train.
You see the way you just let the Japanese names flow out of your mouth, the Shinkansen, sayonara, etc. It just flows, you know. And then you say, I'm not very good with languages, you know, Shinkansen and this. Anyway, continue, my friend.
We moved by train. And one curious thing in Japan, all the hotels give you the toothbrusher.
Toothbrush?
Yeah, toothbrush, shampoo, soap, the pyjama.
Oh, yeah.
The
slippers.
Las zapatillas están por casa.
Slippers.
The slippers. All the hotels in Japan give you that. And you don't need to put on your baggage.
Any particular reason why? Or is it just a courtesy thing that they say?
It's a courtesy with all the tourists or with all the guests.
Yeah. Like for us here, when you see these vending machines, you know, the machines that sell the food and drinks, we call them vending machines. For us here, when you see the vending machines, you always associate it with maybe cheap things or
I
water,
etc. I saw vending machines with ramen,
Eos,
and...
And that's what's going to ask you, because, but when I've seen this guy on YouTube, everybody just buys from these vending machines.
I don't try the food from the vending machines. I just buy on the vending machines water, cola, refreshments.
Or really, this kind of, nobody says it now, but people used to say soft drinks.
Soft drinks.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, everybody just says Coca-Cola or Fanta, but in the past, people used to say soft drinks. In the type of 7-Eleven that you were talking about, they had microwaves so you could buy the food in the vending machine and then heat it.
And some of these supermarkets have a zone with chairs and tables to take the food into the supermarket.
Take the food. If you took the food, you'd just run out the shop and wouldn't pay for it.
Maybe. You never know.
And maybe you wouldn't be here. Maybe you'd be there in some Japanese jail or prison or something, you know, with a vending machine.
Yeah.
With a vending machine in the cell and toothbrush and slippers. What was the plan that you had for Kyoto?
Kyoto is just visit temples, the barrios.
The neighborhoods.
The neighborhoods, because it's the... For example, you have the neighborhood Gion. Gion is the neighborhood of the geishas. It's very typical with the typical houses, the typical streets from the ancient Japan.
Well, I don't know if you could say ancient Japan,
ancient.
Old Japan. Old, better.
Old?
Yeah. The ancient old. Would be very old. Ancient would be me.
Well, no.
No. the ancient English teacher, Denzel, the ancient, you know, sit down and would you recommend maybe only 2 or 3 days or would you still say five
for
days?
For me, if I can change the travel.
Oh, we're talking third conditional. But anyway, we're not going to do that now, but it's third conditional.
Maybe 4 days in Kyoto.
As always in these things, you can get sidetracked, and somehow the conversation about the next trip, Australia, came up, and a little comment on that. And then we went back to her explaining 15 days in Japan.
I don't want to go to Australia.
No.
The spiders in Australia. Do you know, on the list of the most deadly spiders?
There is Australia.
The top 4 or 5 are in Australia. No. You can just go there and die in Australia.
So at this particular point, there was a lot of small interventions because things like take, took, from one side or one part to the other. There was a lot of little small interventions here because I felt it was necessary just to correct these things because these are consistent errors and I wanted to correct them. But it was nothing of major importance in the overall presentation or conversation. I was just being picky.
Later of Kyoto.
After Kyoto.
After Kyoto, we take the bullet train. We took the bullet train from Kyoto to Tokyo. From the part to the another part
from
of the...
From one part.
One part to the opposite part from the... Because the Tokyo is the biggest city in the world. Maybe you spend by metro 3 hours.
So you take
3 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's crazy because our hotel is near to the center. But we take the metro and we spend 40 minutes to go to the center. Obviously, to have near to the hotel a konbini.
And what's a konbini?
7-Eleven, Lawson, all of these things, the supermarkets. And we take the breakfast.
Have breakfast. Thank you very much.
Not every day, but a lot of days in the travel from the konbini.
So what, in general, the whole experience, because it's the first time you've done something like that with Japan.
At this point, I just wanted to get her to give a recommendation to people who are planning to do something similar. This is her response.
What would you tell somebody who wants to go to Japan. It's going to be their first time. They want to organize some things by themselves. Three recommendations you would make. Your recommendations to me.
Don't go to Universal Studios.
Well, I'm not. Well, this is obvious, but don't go to Universal
Studios. No, because it's so
cool. Forget the Universal Studios. Three recommendations for somebody
three
like me going.
Three recommendations to do. Visit all the markets, the food markets in the cities, because there is the authentic food and the street food, and it's really good, fresh, tasty, cheap. Visit all the markets.
I like cheap.
Well, it depends. Visit museums. And the third thing, well, I really love Disneyland, and I need to recommend to...
Did you go to Disneyland?
Yeah, 4 days.
At this point, there's a psychological thing that just kicks in called cognitive dissonance. When something your mind doesn't know how to handle the information or the situation.
Let's go back a little bit because maybe I should prepare these things much better. So you went to the Not Pokemon. You went to the Universal Studios thing.
In Osaka one day.
One day. And then...
Later we moved to Kyoto, 5 days. And later we moved to Tokyo, 8 days. 4 for visit the city and 4 to stay in Disneyland.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to Disneyland, so I don't know. But tell me, Disneyland Tokyo, is it... Have you been to other Disneylands?
Yeah.
Right. So from your experience, because you're an experienced Disney person now, so from your experience in Disneyland,
Los Angeles, Paris,
yeah, and Paris,
and Tokyo.
And Tokyo. So is there any difference between them? I mean, apart from the language?
You have different attractions. There is different performance. Mm-hmm. If I need to choose one of them...
He was saying, if I had to choose.
I have to choose. Mm-hmm. Maybe Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would choose
Tokyo.
As with every holiday or trip, there are always anecdotes about situations and places you find just by chance. This is one of them.
I want you to talk about the anecdote you told me about the shop. The shop
I can talk about that in a podcast. Visit Japan and try by yourself.
She just told me about the anecdote about they went into a shop and it was like 5 floors, right?
Yes.
And the first floor apparently was a normal floor,
yes,
selling things. They went up to the lift and they thought they will start from the top and work down.
Yes.
And when the lift doors opened, what did you see?
Was impressive.
Impressive. And why was it impressive?
Because you have a lot of toys.
Toys. Ladies and gentlemen, toys. Not the toys like in Toys R Us.
No, like in Toys R Us.
Adult toys, sex toys.
Yeah.
5 floors.
5 floors with sex toys for adults.
I'm telling you, it'd be fantastic. Maybe I should do a podcast specializing in vocabulary for sex toys and underwear.
Having had that mental disconnect, I'm still with the shock of Disney in my system, so we go back to Disney.
But what's the thing? I mean, what's the thing about Disney? Why is Disney...
Because I like the attractions.
Mm-hmm.
I like...
So it's not the Disney characters. It's
no,
not the...
but...
I have another
saying
question.
Saying hello, very smiley.
Well, I have another question. Do they still have Mickey Mouse and the other Disney characters? Well, Mickey Mouse is the famous.
Mm.
So in Tokyo, was Mickey Mouse there?
Yeah. Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, all of them.
You know the names of all of them. Okay.
Yes.
All right. No, I just remember
and,
Mickey.
And
now.
There is the princess too, Cinderella, Snow White.
Because of my mental shock, I lose the plot and I start to create some alternative ideas for Disney. Some which I think are very good. The continuation.
And they look exactly the same, yes?
Well, there is character, this person.
No, but Mickey Mouse has always been wearing that
white,
is it red trousers or white jacket?
If you go to the Paris, to Los Angeles or to Tokyo, Mickey Mouse is the same.
You know, I think they should change Mickey Mouse to represent the area that he's in. So if he was in Los Angeles, Mickey Mouse should be dressing like a rapper. Gold chains, etc. If he's in Paris, a striped T-shirt with onions around the neck.
Disneyland is a city apart, the city.
No.
It's a wall into the city.
But I think for an occasion, like you can say, one day a week, Mickey Mouse dresses in accordance with the area or the city or the area that he's in.
No.
So in Paris, he'll be like with a beret, a striped jacket, and a bicycle, maybe some onions around the neck. You know?
No, but
in Tokyo,
it
could be like a samurai Mickey Mouse. Couldn't it be nice to see Mickey Mouse dressed as a rapper? Gold chains around, you know what I mean?
Give the idea
baggy jeans, etc.
You can telephone to the actionist of the company of Disney.
Yeah, I might just do that and recommend. You know, when they have like
write a letter.
A suggestion page. But I want to see Mickey Mouse and the whole gang. Remember the film, the series, the A-Team, Equipo A?
No, I don't saw it.
Oh, this is what happened.
I was born in 92.
Exactly. 92. You know what I was doing? You know what I was doing in 92?
Moving to...
No, I can't say because it... But anyway, I was doing things in 92. My God. It's like, that's why when I talk to people and I say I'm from the age of the Egyptians or even the Greeks, it's not too far off. But anyway, Well, you know the Village People, yes? The band Village People. YMCA, the song.
I listen to this song, but...
Have you not seen the pictures of the Village People? Homework. Homework, please.
Remember pictures.
Homework, please. Homework is images of A-Team, Equipo A, and...
Equipo A,
A-Team. Well, in Spanish, it was Equipo A. A-Team. And the Village People.
Okay.
And then, because now, you see, once you've seen this, could you not imagine Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, what's the other one?
Pluto.
Donald Duck. And
Daisy.
Who's Daisy?
Goofy.
Who's Daisy, though?
Daisy, the wife of Donald.
Donald was married.
I don't know if this is Mary. Maybe he's a girlfriend.
Well, either way. But Daisy, never heard of Daisy. But the point is...
It's like Donald, but with a pink dress.
Okay. Anyway, the point is, it would be really fantastic if you have these characters...
Yes.
...in the style of either the Village People...
No.
...or the A-Team. One day a week... Or in Japan, you know, and they dress up like the I'm going to say Siamese warriors. They're not Siamese.
They can't.
I was going to say Siamese. Siamese is when they're twins together.
Yeah.
But it's not Siamese.
Oh, Siameses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not Siamese. It's the...
Mellizos?
No, the ones who do the...
The what?
Japanese warriors. What do they call them? The ones with the swords. The
Ninjas. No? What?
The ninjas, the Siamese, the ninjas. It would be great to see Mickey Mouse and gang dressed up as ninjas, ninja warriors.
You can buy a ninja.
What's the geishas?
Like geishas.
So yes, so you know, ninjas and geishas once a week in Disneyland Tokyo.
Maybe Japanese didn't like that because they are very conservative with their traditions.
And me, you can see I'm very you can see I'm very conservative with my way of teaching. You know, it's all corrections and grammar. It's just it's the ideas, very conservative. But Eva, they're very nice actually. So your next, you said your next long trip, obviously, will be next year. And the idea is to go to Australia, yes?
My boyfriend wants, but...
Well, wants to.
Wants to go to Australia or New Zealand, but...
The spiders. You know the problem with going to Australia, though, and New Zealand? You're always upside down. It was very, very nice. Hearing about your trip, and
you're still yellows.
Yes,
not about Disneyland Universal, but
not about Disneyland. But I'm very honest. I like to say if I'm jealous, I'm jealous, and I'm still jealous. But thank you very much for the chocolates. The cheesecake one was very nice.
Yeah.
The apple wasn't so much apple.
No,
it didn't taste so much of apple, but the cheesecake
I tried and it was with apple flavor.
Apple or apple?
Apple.
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 Apple. Apple. but the cheesecake was very nice, so thank you for that. Because it was nice to have chocolate from Japan. For the 25 subscribers I'm going to have.
25 or 25,000?
No. I mean, if I get into the thousands, I would be the first person. I'd be shocked.
Let's see.
I mean, this is what it's all about. Silly conversations. Silly things.
Silly things.
Also, educational. So if anybody wants to go to Japan, at least you have some information from this conversation, and you too can go to see Mickey Mouse dressed as the people from the A-Team. And we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time and the explanation and the general conversation.
Silly conversations.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thanks to you.
Not thanks to, just thanks.
Another silly thing.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.